The Victorian age has a standard portrayal on TV. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Catherine Golden, professor of English at Skidmore College, delves into the myths and realities.
The Victorians are still with us, notes historian A.N. Wilson in 2002. Queen Victoria has entered modern media through the PBS miniseries Victoria and recent films, including Victoria and Abdul, Bridgerton, and Autumn de Wilde's Emma, with colorblind casting and modern music, revive the Regency period, but are often mistakenly called Victorian. So what exactly does Victorian mean? The term refers to the reign of Queen Victoria, 1837 to 1901. But to many scholars, the Victorian age begins with the expansive Reform Act of 1832 and lasts until the onset of World War I. Dualities, extremes, and contradictions characterize the term Victorian and the era. We cherish antiquated notions of Victorians as sin-obsessed, dignified, and tight-laced, but Queen Victoria oversaw a vastly changing nation. An agrarian England increasingly became urban and industrial. Population and literacy soared, as did prosperity, reforms, self-help, and science. With industrialization came poverty, starvation, and child labor. In this era of Jack the Ripper, we find epidemic disease, imperialism, and lots of dirt. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times, as Dickens famously notes in A Tale of Two Cities. Thackeray also captures the Victorian paradox in The Roundabout Papers, writing, "We are of the time of chivalry. We are of the age of steam. We imagine genteel Victorian ladies in parlors with lace curtains sipping tea from hand-painted china teacups, but these same Victorians invented the postage stamp, the train, the telegraph, and the telephone." Victorian means the beginning of the modern world.
That was Catherine Golden of Skidmore College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.